Ron Manners is an Australian businessman and mining entrepreneur from WA. He is executive chairman of Manwest Group and founder and executive director of the Mankal Economic Education Foundation, a free market think tank. Welcome to the program, Ron.
It's a pleasure, Liam.
Look, I'd just like to start this discussion on media freedom by looking at the Finkelstein report. One of the recommendations from the Finkelstein inquiry was the creation of a news media council to license the press and censor news reporting and political commentary. Are we slipping into dangerous territory here, Ron?
Liam, you're asking me a question that's pretty close to my heart. I've just come back from an economic conference in Prague for a week, and that's a gathering of mainly European and American economists. And this issue of freedom of the press and freedom of speech is something that's cropping up in so many countries at the moment, but the former Soviet Union countries are warning us all. They said, you have no idea what censorship and licensing of the press and media means. They've experienced firstly in the Czech Republic, they experienced it first under the Nazi regime, and then they had 40 years of Soviet occupation, which was described by them as even worse, where everything they said had to go through a censorship board, like a similar sort of control board. It was even if you were running a company, you had to get permission for whatever you said in your chairman's address. And they say, don't just avoid this. Stand up for it while you can, because it's just like total control. They have it to a degree. And the new dictator that's sitting on top of them is called Brussels. It's controlling what each of the European countries, their conduct in every way. But freedom of the press is one of those things that we really, freedom of speech and freedom to write what we like is something that we're born with. We don't get it by virtue of a government license or a committee. We in a civilized society are born with this, and we just should hang on to those freedoms. There are sufficient libel laws. I mean, if I say something about you that's incorrect or that it's threatening your livelihood, you can sue me under existing laws. But if I have an opinion on anything, then that's part of the fabric of a civilized society, and I don't have to agree with your opinions or you agree with mine. But we should respect each other for having opinions, at least, and that's what we live in.
Do you think that we need a Bill of Rights like the Americans to protect freedom of speech?
Well, sure, it'd be nice to have a Bill of Rights, but I'm worried who would write it. The people that we'd like to have writing it are all too busy trying to earn their livelihood under all the regulations and whatever, running a business. But I think we don't need a Bill of Rights, because we have these freedoms, but we shouldn't surrender them. It's just another matter of controlling the press, the media, and its thought control, speech control, and I reject it wholeheartedly.
Look, the government will be selecting the academics to choose who sits on the council, and the Gillard administration has claimed it's claimed that this process will preserve the independence of the council. Is this claim of independence really just a smokescreen?
Of course. I'm not critical of the sort of people that they will employ to run their media committee, but it's the fact, why do they run it at all? What are they fearful of? They can't censor the media anymore. We've got this wonderful thing called the internet, where most people get their news from now, and you can't censor the internet. In Egypt, the dictators there tried to censor the internet. They banned the internet and emails within Egypt, but the young people knew the best way to get away with this, and they opened up the old cupboards and pulled out the dial-up modems and just got themselves phone accounts in neighbouring countries and used the internet that way. So Let's have more freedom, not less.
Look, do you think that this whole process is a sort of reversal of the Enlightenment and the ideas of people such as John Stuart Mill? And isn't the free exchange of ideas necessary for the health of any democracy?
Well, it's what sort of future we want for ourselves and our children. I want a freer country. I want my children to grow up and grandchildren to grow up in an environment where they can hear all the ideas, they can hear all the opinions, and let them choose for themselves who's right and who they want to follow and who they wish to have as role models for their own lives and careers. If everything's governed by a thought-controlled censorship board, they'll only hear one side of the issue and they'll think that there are no better ways of doing anything.
Look, the Green Party lobbied quite heavily for Mr. Finkelstein's inquiry after News Limited highlighted some of its more radical economic policies. Bob Brown labelled it as the hate media. Was this whole process just opportunism by the Greens, and does the Australian media really have the systemic issues that they have in the UK?
Not at all. It's like you with the radio. If people don't like what you're broadcasting, they just reach out for the off switch. You know, and I think the way governments treat us all as infants, mentally crippled infants, is pathetic. We can choose what we want to listen to, what we want to watch, what sort of TV programs we want to watch, and what sort of stuff we read. We don't need this paternalistic government sort of standing over us. Look, there are plenty of things the government should be doing. They're not doing them well. Let's get them back and direct their focus on the real roles of what's a government there for. It's there to defend the country. It's there to run the police force. It's there to run the system of titles. It's there to run the law courts to resolve disputes between us when we run up against disputes, which is a human frailty. We all have disputes with people from time to time. I love the government running the law courts and the other acting as a referee, but apart from that, I don't think there's much for governments to do, and they do all this as a smokescreen, usually to cover up the things they're not doing very well at all.
Look, I'm not sure if you've seen the film The Lies of Others, but in this film, the Stasi, the East German secret police, play a prominent role in censoring freedom of expression, and in addition, writers have to censor themselves. So, Ron, do you think that self-censorship will affect the quality of Australian journalism? Will organisations such as News Limited be too afraid to reveal stories such as the bungling of the School Halls program, Pink Bats, etc.?
Well, we'll get a very bland media, and the people that really want the news will have to go to the internet to get real views. I don't think it solves any problems. It gives these people of the bureaucratic mentality an opportunity to feel good that they're protecting people, but honestly, we need protection from people like them. This is so serious. We're our Mancow Foundation, in conjunction with the Murdoch University Law School here over here in Perth, we're running a two-day seminar on Friday the 12th of October and Saturday the 13th of October, and the public are welcome to attend. I mean, that's if you're in WA. We're running a two-day seminar it's called Threats to Freedom of Speech, and it covers the threats to freedom of the media, the freedom to write and read what we choose for ourselves. This is such a threat. I don't think we should let anyone get away with this. But like many of these things, these laws are brought in because we're pretty busy doing what we're doing, and these things come in without us knowing. A lot of people won't even... How many people will actually read the Finkelstein report? How many people wonder why it was set up in the first place? How many people will ask, hey, I've never been aware that there's a problem. Why have we got a committee telling us that we need another government body sitting on top of us? These are all questions. We're adults now, but we should tell the government.
All right. Thanks for speaking with us, Ron.
Any time at all, Liam. You can see I worry too much.